Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, it's all system go for many of these political parties. Action SA has announced its Ekurhuleni mayoral candidate, and that's TV personality. You may remember him, Xolani Khumalo. On the line with us is Action SA leader Herman Mashaba. Mr. Mashaba, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to Kaya listeners.
Did Mr. Khumalo have a competitor? Was there somebody else you were looking for to fill this position?
Well, to be honest with you, we were not yet ready to even start our candidate selection when an opportunity presented itself a few months ago. And as a gambler, I took a gamble to propose to Mr. Khumalo after really experiencing his passion, his commitment to this country, his disdain for corruption and the drug dealers in particular. And I said to him, Xolani, you know what? There's a bigger purpose for you. The job you are doing right now, fantastic. I admire you. I admire your bravery. I admire everything that you do. But at the end of the day, you operate in a very toxic, corrupt criminal justice system where you will forever be painted for the wrong reasons and so forth. I think use this platform called government to change the lives of the people you are fighting for. And everything else is history. And we are excited. Kwan is going to be sworn in as a councillor in the coming days, because actually he's got two vacancies at the moment in Ekurhuleni, so that he can start really learning the ropes of politics and the workings of government. But I think what for me it's important is for South Africans to understand that it's not going to be business as usual. We're bringing in the people who are heartful of what has happened in the last 31 years of our democratic dispensation. People are heartful of...
Mr. Mashaba, I don't think you can use that word.
No, heartful. No.
Hi, Mr. Mashaba, you're going to get me into trouble.
No. Remember when Action SA launched, we had posters, everything, heartful of politics. I think we've reached this first stage as South Africans. We are heartful of really what really happened. It's not a stray word. It's a way to really express the level of frustration you're at. And I think for us South Africans, honestly, we're tired of the so-called politicians who claim to really know, whereas the only thing that they know is to steal, is to bring drugs into our country, is to render our youth unemployable. They destroy our schools, they destroy our hospitals, our clinics. So we need a new kind of leadership, and we don't really need the so-called politicians. We need people where they've got their hearts are at the right place.
Was he a member of Action SA? Or, you know, this was a new conversation?
No, well, at the time when I approached him, he obviously voted for Action SA in the last election, but he wasn't a member of any political party. But on the day that I spoke to him, then registered because I said it is a requirement for you to stand. You've got to really be a member of our party. Look, the thing is, Pamela, when Xolani came to me, it was at a meeting. I'd never met him before. I'd known of him, obviously, like some of us know him through television and the good work that he's doing. So that's why I accepted to see him. Only to find that he's asking for support for the Xolani Khumalo Foundation. And my second meeting with him, I said, Xolani, you don't have to be going around the begging for the rest of your life. Here's a great opportunity. You, someone like you with a passion for social justice, for your passion and love for this country, a real patriot, and your disdain for wrong things. I think, use a political vehicle. Mm. We don't live in a despotic kind of environment. Use democracy to do good for society. And everything else now is history.
Okay.
I'm really over the moon, and I'm really so proud of what Dr. Moya is doing in Tshwane. Mm. They're almost the same age. Mm. I look at them like they're my own children. And, he's got a big task ahead of him.
Yeah.
And I made it clear to him, I said, Kolani, one thing that you must understand with politics, I've been in this game for the last few years, but I studied politics the 1.5 years I was at university, and I'm a big student of history. I'm a big reader of history and politics, as much as I'm a capitalist. I said, one thing that you must understand, as soon as you announce the mayor, all the hyenas are going to come after you because you're going to threaten their livelihood, but don't really be deterred. In fact, the more they go for you, then you must know you're doing something right. And, so we're ready for it, and we're going to really be giving him all the necessary support to ensure that he gets the necessary support that the mayor requires, because you can't work alone as a mayor. You need a team of other like-minded professionals around you, and that's exactly what you're going to do. Right now, busy making sure that he gets a proper professional team of his campaign team, and he's going to be in council. So there's a lot of learning for him.
Yeah.
To just obviously the political side and governance side, but I think really like about him is his passion for patriotism and doing the right thing. He's a very ethical young man.
So obviously, as you said, this is new to him. Are you feeling like he will hit the ground running? Talk to me about what the priorities would be, particularly for Ekurhuleni. We know the problems in Ekurhuleni. Your sense of what needs to be done first. Have you had that conversation with him?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I think one thing I've made it clear to him, like anyone else, the first thing I said, Colin, you need to do, you need to talk to the voters to vote you in for you to become a mayor. That's the starting point, because if you don't really have the voters behind you, you'll not become a mayor. So you need to talk to the mayor, to the voters. But then for the voters to vote for you, you've got to tell them what you're going to do for them. I said that the seat, that the Ekurhuleni Metro, what you first need to do is set order of business once you are elected. Make sure that as a matter of agency, have a skills audit of senior management. Your political office is easy. We can help you to give you your political office, because those are political appointments. But the people who are going to run the city are technocrats. We need to ensure that we, as a matter of agency, do a skills audit so that we can get rid of all the wrong ones who are in government for the wrong reasons. In terms of corruption, please, as a matter of agency, establish a unit that is going to deal exclusively with corruption. Not accountable to you, must be accountable to council, but get independent professional brain South Africans to run that unit that is going to control making sure that you stop corruption, because if you don't stop corruption, you're not going to succeed. Make sure that you close the holes, because you need revenue to be able to provide services, particularly to people of Tembisa and other areas where you don't come from. Give priority to service delivery in terms of infrastructure. The ANC government, ever since taking over Ekurhuleni, I don't know whether they forgot or they didn't know that when you have infrastructure, you've got to keep on upgrading it and building new ones as the population grows. So put money towards the service delivery. Make sure that the water pipes are upgraded and build the new ones. Make sure that you deal with road infrastructure. Make sure that you deal with public safety. You right now, you don't have to be chasing drug dealers. Make sure that the people of Ekurhuleni are safe. Put the special units, canine units, to deal with these drug dealers. then it's no longer you. You can join them from time to time, but you've got a K9 unit that's going to deal with drug dealers. So these are things that, fortunate enough, he can learn, and he is going to learn from what Dr. Natsi Chimoyo is doing. I've got a blueprint of what I did when I was in the mayor of the city of Johannesburg. And you can imagine the difference between the two of us. When I came in, I was also completely blank. I remember I've shared this with you. When I accepted to be the mayor, I had no clue whatsoever what the mayor does. Mm. And Stolani is going to serve at least a year as a councillor, so okay. He's going to have that opportunity. And he's going to really be running at the ticket of the party that's going to support the proper government. In my case, I was confronted with the political party that did not want anything to do with the poor people. No, it was not their problem.
So, you know, obviously we are speculating now. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you may have to think about coalition in the city of Ekurhuleni, especially because, you know, these cities are divided. Would you consider a partnership with the ANC or the DA, because you've got history with the DA too?
I think, Camilo, you know, coalition governments is not something unique to South Africa. To go into a coalition government is not something that you decide.
Yeah.
As far as I say, we want to win outright majority. Is it possible? I think it would be asking too much. So what we are saying is we are prepared to work with other like-minded political parties. There's three things that I've made very clear, unapologetic, that we'll never work with any party that does not subscribe to the provision of services to all communities. So if you feel you only want to provide services to those who voted for you, then don't waste your time and ours. Secondly, corruption is a public enemy, number one. XNSA will not cover for anyone, and we don't want anyone to cover for us when we get involved in corruption. But lastly, the question of illegal immigration. If you're a political party that supports criminality, you are happy to have criminals coming from all over the world come and do crime in South Africa. As a section as A, please don't waste our time, because when we govern anywhere, we will make sure that anyone, any criminal who's in our country illegally, because by coming into our country without the documents, that means you are a criminal, there must be deportation of those people, get them out of our city. As much as it's a national competency, but We will do, really do it, and that's it. Moya is doing it in Tswane. I did it when I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, and we'll do it in Ekurhuleni. In fact, my view is that as XNSA, we're working so hard so that these three metros must be controlled by XNSA mayors, but it must be controlled by XNSA mayors, because we want the people of South Africa, particularly the marginalized, to give us the mandate. We will show them that we can actually do it and do it for them. We are prepared to be their servants.
All right. I appreciate your time. XNSA leader Herman Mashaba there, just talking to us about their candidate, mayoral candidate for Ekurhuleni. As you may have seen over the weekend, they've announced activist Xolani Khumalo. Your take on that? I mean, you've seen his work. You've seen some of the work that he did while he had that TV show. Let me hear from you. 086-000-00959. Malitsima, you're in Springs. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, I'm Khumalo. Okay.
Kiteng likai, Malitsima.
Our national anthem is Sibuluke, Sibuluke. Ngilapha mina sisiphumelela. Kithabo thibang thabang, because we are going to the polls. People are promising a lot of things when they don't know actions when they get into power. So nna ke mola mo thapelong ya rena national anthem hore morena ha boloke setšhaba se sa ene. Corruption is there every year. Mara, I was pinning. Harry had the polling. Ah, tabo, tibang, tabang. Good you are. None of those who are celebrate. Mara, let us have faith. Can't take it.
Malitsima in Springs. Thank you so much for that. Let me hear from you too. 086-00-00959. I mean, to be fair, she's right. There's a lot that's going to be happening ahead of the local government elections. So, this is only the beginning. 063-688-0959. What do you make of what's been happening so far? So we've already got the DA announcing their candidate for Johannesburg, Helen Zilla. Action SA announcing their candidate for Ekurhuleni. It's going to be interesting in Gauteng.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.